Suddenly things were going missing around the chalk. Clothes vanished off washing lines. A pair of boots mysteriously disappeared from under the bed of Nosy Hinds. A pair of trousers, an old hat and a long coat belonging to Abiding Swindell, the ferret keeper, vanished, and the coat still had ferrets living in pockets. And who climbed through the bedroom window of Clem Doynes and shaved off his beard, which had been so long he could tuck it into his belt? Probably witches, people agreed. However, where the long green slopes of the chalk came down to the flat fields of the plain, there were big thickets of hawthorn, usually alive with birdsong, but this particular one was alive with...
Ah, Drivens! Mind where you're putting your foot, you spavvy! I can't help it, it's no easy being a knee. Will you wanna be doing here in the boots? It's fair reeking. Reeking, is it? Try being in this pocket. Them ferrets ne'er got out to the lavey. Grivens, will ye dafties no shut up? Oh, aye, hark at him, just cos ye're up in the heed. Who do you think ye are? I'm Rob Anybody, and I've had enough of the lot of yez. OK, Rob, but we need more practice. We're walking like a fellow with nae bones and a serious case of the trots.
Suddenly, there was a cry from where a lookout had been watching the road.
Guards, come in! Right, ye scunners, Rob shouted. Ye ken what to do? Pelvis, are ye ready? Aye, Rob. Knees? Aye. Feet? Aye. Right. All together, boys. Walk.
Mr. Crabber the Carter slowed the horse to a standstill when something stepped out into the road. It looked human, but walked as though its knees had been tied together, and it didn't really have a face. There was nothing much to see between the droopy hat brim and the turned-up collar of the coat, except a lot of beard. But from somewhere within the beard, a voice said,
Ahem! Good day to ye, Carter, if ye'll gi' us me a left.
The figure thrust out one gloved hand.
I'll gi' ye this shiny gold coin.
The Carter stared. It was quite a large coin. It had come from the treasure of the old dead king, who was buried in the main part of the Feagle's Mound, and it was more money than he'd ever seen in his life.
Sir, would like to, up on the back, sir?
Right, yar! Ach, just a moment. This needs a wee bitty organising. Okay, use hands, grab the side of the cart. Ye lefty leg. Ach, Clevens, band, get that right.
The hairy face turned to the carter.
Sorry about this. I talked to me knees, but they didn't listen to me.
Right. I have trouble with mine in the wet weather. Goose grease works.
The carter heard grunts behind him as the man hauled himself onto the cart.
OK, let's go.
Mr. Crabber urged the horse into a walk.
Can ye no go a wee bitty faster, my good man? We haven't got all day.
Ah, well, sir, see them crates? I've got a load of eggs on.
There were crashes behind him.
Hey, that was my...
A hefty and smelly arm landed on the carter's shoulder.
I've another gold coin for ye. Ye can gee faster noo, eh?
Oh, well, accidents happen, eh, sir?
Aye, and I'm in a big hurry to get to yon mountains.
But I'm not the stagecoach, sir. You can catch that in two shirts. But not today, though.
Why not?
On Wednesdays it runs early, sir, and this cart can only go so fast, and...
If I dinna catch yon coach, I'll gi' ye the hiding of your life,
growled the passenger.
But if I do catch yon coach, I'll gi' ye 5 of them gold coins.
Mr. Crabber took a deep breath.
Hi-ya! Giddy up, Henry!